Alright, we are live, we are lacquered, we are fresh. It is Fresh FM with your Fresh Lunch Show, served by Delilah and Shannon Gorses. The sounds of Sagudis and Ice fading out there in the background with Demuda, the musical chef and emo. I just love this song and it instantly just lifts my vibe up. I love consuming the song, see, consuming it uplifts you. So yeah, we're coming to that. But yeah, it is 17 minutes past the hour of 2, and our topic of discussion is thyroid illnesses.
Yep, that's absolutely right, Shannon. Now, World Thyroid Day is going to be celebrated on, or rather recognized, on the 25th of May. This particular day is really put in order for us to raise awareness on thyroid disease burdens, as well as those that are affected, as well as professionals that are committed to really working on this, right? There are some international studies out there, some international treatments as well that are being applied on a day-to-day basis. We've had Dr. Gustus in studio, and he actually had a conversation with Limey from our future media team. That conversation is coming up right now.
We have the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Eifelstadt about breast cancer awareness and fertility. Dr. Justice Eifelstadt is a breast cancer specialist at Eifelstadt, Hussein and Associates. Thank you for speaking to us, Doctor.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Limey, and thank you for having me on the show.
Well, first of all, let's cover the topic of breast cancer and pregnant women when it comes to treatment, if you could share on that with us today.
Okay, what we're seeing these days is that more and more women postpone pregnancy for lifestyle reasons. They want to finish education and they want to have a stable relationship, and that takes place later and later in the life of a woman when fertility normally declines. Then from age 30 onwards, we see a breast cancer increasing rapidly. So these two trends collide. We see more and more women who are pregnant with breast cancer, which means that we then have to plan our treatments around the pregnancy, which poses its own challenge. Mm. We have the problem of do we terminate the pregnancy when it's in its early stages or not to facilitate treatment? And we then also have the problem in women who have not been pregnant, the influence of breast cancer treatment on fertility.
Well, this leads me to this question. What danger does it possess to both mother and child? How does it affect the ability of women's body to carry and deliver a child?
The diagnosis of breast cancer is obviously a very incisive diagnosis, and we have to treat. And any kind of treatment is very in a way, can impinge upon the pregnancy. Obviously, we have breast cancer as such, which does not impair fertility and does not impair the normal pregnancy. And I've actually seen women up to the late stages of breast cancer becoming pregnant and carrying the child to full term. That is obviously always a great tragedy when that happens. But if a pregnant woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, number one, the diagnosis is relatively difficult, in as much as many of the symptoms of breast cancer are ascribed to the effects of pregnancy. But then when we come into treatment, in the first trimester of pregnancy, chemotherapy cannot be given because it's teratogenic, means it's causing birth defects in the fetus. In the second trimester, we can safely give it. In the third trimester, pregnancy and chemotherapy can continue collide with birth, which is obviously not a good idea, because during birth there is a heightened risk of infection, heightened risk of bleeding. That during chemotherapy is not a very good combination. Then we have hormonal treatments for breast cancer, which obviously are contraindicated in breast cancer in pregnancy, because these treatments would make it impossible for the woman to continue with the pregnancy, because pregnancy is a hormonal event. And lastly, we have radiotherapy. Radiotherapy, obviously, highly teratogenic, meaning causing birth defects in children, and cannot be given during pregnancy. Now, surgery as such can be done in the second trimester safely and the third trimester too, even though we choose to do it in the second trimester. However, 1 in 200 to 300 pregnancies that are requiring a general anesthetic during pregnancy can terminate.
Dr. Eifelstadt, very informative indeed for sharing us that treatment. But with regards to surgery, does having a mastectomy affect a woman's fertility in any way? Does it pose any dangers to pregnant women?
As a matter of fact, not except for the 1 in 200 to 300 rate of spontaneous abortion during a general anesthetic, there are no other negative effects during pregnancy.
Well, thank you very much. This was a very informative conversation, and thank you for sharing with us and bringing to us the awareness about breast cancer, and especially that in pregnant women. Very interesting that we are finding this more and more. Thank you very much, Dr. Eifelstadt.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Justice Eifelstadt, a breast cancer specialist at Eifelstadt Hussein and Associates.
That over there is Limey Alago. She was having a conversation about thyroid illnesses, basically, because on the 25th of May, we celebrate, or rather raise awareness on World Thyroid Day. This particular day is dedicated to the recognition of thyroid disease burdens, as well as those who are affected, as well as professionals that are committed to the international studies and treatments of thyroid illnesses. Not just thyroid illnesses, but also breast cancers as well that are attached to it or come as a result of it. It is 2:23. Don't go.